shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
What cleavage? This is exactly what I said.
The Justice Department is reviewing that, the Arizona law. It does
I think
not...
the context, the message that I took from
it
the
is
email...
our moral obligation to stand
I
against...
I think that they say that Rush Limbaugh is the 800-pound gorilla.
And that's just the way it is.
Famous Bill Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about because truth is our bitch. And through the looking glass we go every night here till the aforementioned 1 and 4. Or if you will, what's Central Time, man? I forget. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Central right now?
Yeah, right now. What is it, 2?
2 a.m.
A school in Alabama punishes students who disobey their dress code at the prom with either a suspension or a paddling. 877-876-PHIL. And our online presence at philhendryshow.com. If you want to visit us online, you can do it there. We have online, we have our video and our audio. We also have an enormous amount of archival material that you can listen to and watch. We've got TV. We've got video. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. We also have video logs and blogs that we put up every now and again, and we'll have a whole bunch of them every day from the Grenadines over the next couple of weeks. I'm not trying to lord it over you like we're going to the Grenadines. I've never been there, man. For all I know, it's like a hellhole, you know?
Yeah, I hear it ain't all that good.
You hear it's not all that good, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, it could be Devil's Island for all. I've never been there. I've been to the Caribbean. Or the Caribbean, if you will, but never there. Break prom dress code, get paddled in one Alabama school. This is really weird, in my opinion. Very weird. Nonetheless, this is the news. We can get rid of that music now, Bud, if you don't mind, because it's giving me a headache. In any event, in Alabama, one high school principal believes women's wear at proms was getting a little too sleazy and decided to do something about it. At Oxford High School in Calhoun County, Alabama, prom dress codes are strictly enforced. Some say too strictly. This year, the Anniston Star newspaper reports 25 students were disciplined for violating the prom dress code. And what was the discipline? The students were allowed to stay at the prom, but the following week, they had to choose the option of getting corporal punishment by paddling or a 3-day suspension. Of the 25 violators, 17 decided to get paddled. All right. So, prom dress suspension. Here is WBRC Television in Birmingham, Alabama, talking with Principal Trey Holiday, who says the rules are to protect the students.
That expectation in our community is that it's there for protection of kids and not for management of kids. They're young, and sometimes they make young people's mistakes, and we're very patient when those things are made, including this. But we're not tolerant of bad behavior or defiance.
All right, so anyway, student Erica Duramas and her mother, Dari, spoke to CNN about the criticisms that the dress showed too much cleavage and was too short, and I guess she got paddled.
What cleavage? That's exactly what I said. I wasn't trying to be rude or anything, but that's what I felt.
If I felt like it was too much cleavage in his dress, I wouldn't have purchased the dress. It would have stayed in that store, and I wouldn't even have got it off the internet and paid for it.
All right, and finally, Erica explains why she took a suspension. Oh, she didn't get paddled. She took the suspension.
We're too old to get paddled. This is high school. We're seniors. If we're going to act up, give us another option besides getting paddled, because this is not the 1940s. We don't take corporal punishment now.
All right, so that's one young student. And here in California, we have Stephen Buzzell. Mr. Buzzell is a part of a chaperone committee for the Sweethearts Dance at C.K. Corona Middle School, where his daughter goes to school. And they're having their dance, which is sort of a prom from what I had Mr. Bozell told me before we went on the air. It's kind of a prom for the middle schoolers. And it's going to be happening this Saturday night there at the school. And, sir, you have the same policy?
Well, we do have the same policy, Mr. Henry, but we think it's more appropriate because these are middle schoolers. They're not high schoolers. And we also think it's more appropriate because these are parents that are going to be giving out the punishment. It's not going to be teachers.
And that's the chaperone committee?
That is the chaperone committee, yes.
of which you're a part, right?
Which I'm a part of. My wife was last year, and I became a part of it this year when she decided that she was a little too busy, and other parents are too.
Can you tell me then, because I personally think it's a little weird to be paddling high school students. I think it's more than weird. I don't get it. And I certainly think it's a failure on the part of a teacher who has to administer a paddling to a high school student for a dress when they can certainly send the kid home and punish them that way. Can you tell me what the thinking is at your school?
Well, again, our students are, these are middle school students, so they're very young, and we think it's probably more appropriate that a middle school student, receives paddling as opposed to a student that is a high schooler.
And can you tell me what is the criteria? What are the both the boys and the girls get the paddling?
It's generally for any child that's wearing something that we think is risque or is shows too much skin, and that would probably mostly apply to the girls, although the boys could probably, if they're wearing their pants too low and you can see what it is, that you can see on under their underwear or something like that. But the point I'm making is mostly generally for the girls.
All right, and so it's if they're showing too much skin, is there a written booklet? I don't know how they. I know that the school.
I can tell you that we're a little bit looser. We're not quite as stringent than a high school. It's more geared toward middle schoolers. You're pretty well. You know that a student, a girl student, is wearing something that's inappropriate if you, as the parent, notice it, and you say, and you feel that it's, if you're an adult man and you see a girl who's 12 or 13 year old girl, and you're an adult man, and she comes in wearing something that you kind of you're checking her out. You're not watching her as a student anymore. You're checking it out. You're checking it out, I guess, is the way to put it. Then you know that you have to administer, a paddling to the child. If a grown man gets like that looking at a 13-year-old, then
what do you mean a grown man gets like what? So first of all, you're saying that you have no real policy. This is just up to the instinct of the men?
Well, there are women there, too. And the women can spot what's inappropriate as well. But if the man starts to, goes from notice, watching the child as an adult to checking it out or checking it or looking at it, then you know that you've gotten into an area of inappropriate.
So you're telling me, in other words, that if you start to look at this kid's dress and you're attracted to her?
No, that's a bad way of putting it.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me.
No, that is not the case, that you would be attracted to her. But if you are getting nervous looking at it,
so if that's the case, if you therefore say that this is an inappropriate dress, then what?
Well, then we do administer the paddle, and that is not anything that you consult with a parent about because the parents have signed off on it.
Does the child get into the dance? Does the kid have in this case, they had a choice between missing the dance and taking a suspension?
No, you have to take the paddle, and you will get the paddle, all right.
How does this? I don't know. How does this work? I don't know how the paddle works in a school setting like this. I know how it worked when I was a kid.
Well, it's pretty much the same thing.
Well, tell me.
The child bends over and lifts up her dress and is told to take down her the undergarment to mid-thigh. And we have a leather strap that we dip in water, and she gets a or he will get one one whack of it, and that's all.
So you have a leather strap that you dip into water, and the pants are taken down. So you mean the panties and the pantyhose?
Yes, sir. Yeah, but
now, all of this is beginning to sound to me, as I mentioned, when the story from Alabama, we were talking about the story, I just found it to be a little strange.
No, it's not. No, sir. You're dealing here in that situation. Those are high schoolers. We're talking about middle school kids. These are children. If I see a child walk by wearing a dress that makes me interested in going in and dancing with her, and I'm a grown man, then I'm going to say, all right, that dress is inappropriate. I should not be interested in going in and dancing with her. I should be interested in her as an adult parent. But if I want to go in and dance with her, then I am definitely... That's all wrong, and that's bad. And the policy is not strange. As you suggested, it's pretty standard procedure at many schools.
That they take their pants down?
That the child pushes her undergarment down.
And then you take a leather strap dipped in water. That's the thing that bothers me. That sounds as if...
Well, you're trying to... It's a simple... It's what has been done in the past, is all I can tell you.
And it's all right.
If a grown man wants to go dancing with a 13-year-old, then you know that the dress is inappropriate. That's number one. Number two, in order to administer the paddling, they have to take the undergarment down. And number three, in the use of a leather strap, it is standard. You always dip it in water first.
All right. Stephen Bozell is joining us. You're a parent of a daughter there.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
And we're talking about the paddling. There is a paddling policy at C.K. Corona Middle School for girls that show up at a dance wearing an inappropriate dress. You guys don't have a written policy. You said that if you see a girl and you as an adult man want to dance with her...
No, that is my way of looking at it. I'm not saying that is the policy 100%.
But, I mean, what you're basically saying is if the girl shows up, a 12-year-old girl with a dress that makes you interested in her as a full-grown man...
Only if I want to dance with her.
Okay, then she's paddled.
That is correct.
But not with a paddle, with a leather strap dipped in water.
That is correct, yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Mr. Stephen Bozell is a member of the Parent Chaperone Committee there at CK Corona Middle School. Now, they're having a little sweetheart dance or something at this weekend, which is kind of like the prom for the middle school. Any girl that is in an inappropriate dress gets paddled in much the same way that they do at this Alabama school, except they're paddled there. They use leather instead of a paddle, some kind of a leather strap, and there is no written policy as to what the dress should look like other than the fact that it shouldn't be so attractive. One of the adult fathers wants to dance with you instead of just... I don't know, review you or something. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is Stephen Bozell, a father of a young girl at C.K. Corona Middle School in Corona, California, as we talk about this idea of corporal punishment on campus. We gave you the story here from Birmingham, Alabama, of paddling high school girls if they're wearing the wrong dress. At Corona, they have middle school girls. There's a dance this weekend, and you do paddle girls who have inappropriate dress. Steve, I wanted to ask you, have you been involved in this before?
Oh, yes, sir. I've been on the chaperone committee. If that's what you mean, yes, sir.
Okay, and have you paddled the kids before?
Oh, yes, sir. If it's been called for, we've done that.
Can you describe it for me?
Oh, yes, sir. If a girl is wearing what we have determined, there's generally three men and three women, and the men mostly will determine if that dress that a girl is wearing has had an effect on one or two of us will then, at that time, along with the female, the girls' gym teachers, Miss Elizabeth, will go in, and that's when the girl is instructed to take down, and you take them down, and we'll use a leather strap.
Can if you don't mind me asking, can I ask who the individuals are that are there?
Yes, sir. It's myself, Stephen Bozell, one of the other fathers, Gary Worth, and Miss Elizabeth.
Now, what is Miss Elizabeth's name?
We don't. That's what they know her as. I don't think. I don't know. She's the school softball coach. She's the girls' teacher. She teaches the girls. I believe she's probably. She's very masculine. I don't know.
All right, I don't want to know that. But you don't know what her first name is?
It's Elizabeth.
But her last name?
I don't know. It's just Miss Elizabeth.
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
And if you, Mr. Henry, I hope you understand, there's nothing inappropriate going on here. The thing that I know is probably a leather strap dipped in water, but that was advised. One of the fathers who read up on how to do it had advised that.
Well, I don't personally agree with the whole idea of corporal punishment. I don't disagree with a parent having the right to do whatever they feel like they want to do. But at a school, I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a phone call here for Stephen Bozell on this issue of corporal punishment at school dances. Ken, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Steve Bozell. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I live in the Nashville, Tennessee area, and I was a former chairman of a Christian school in this area. And I just heard these gentlemen's comments on these little girls. And I'll tell you,
yes, sir.
Chairman of a Christian school in Nashville, if I'd had a gentleman in our school that was having lustful thoughts about a little 12-year-old girl, he would never be allowed inside the school. And
I think you misunderstand, sir. I don't have lustful thoughts.
When you say you want to dance with the girl.
If you look at a girl in a dress, okay, and you want to dance with her, are you saying that's lustful?
If you're wanting to dance with a 12-year-old, yes, it's lustful.
No, sir, I'm saying I use that as my gauge whether the dress is the right kind of dress, that's all.
If her dress is such that you want to dance with, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Reverend. If her dress is such that you want to dance with her,
dance with her. I'm not saying I want to have her. I don't want her. I'm not, you know, making her my wife or something. You can laugh at me if you want to, but
let me ask you a question. Who administers this
okay.
to these children?
I do.
To the little girls?
That's bad, too. Yes, sir? Yes, sir?
Excuse me, I can't hear you. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
You paddle the little girls. You have them pull their panties down.
Let me ask you a question.
Please answer my question, yes or no. I'll answer anything you want me to answer.
I did answer your question, but it sounds to me like you're getting your jollies hearing about it and everything.
Oh, come on. We're trying to get some information here, that's all.
Well, I answered the gentleman. Okay, and yes, I do.
So you pull her pants down?
No, I don't. Miss Elizabeth does.
Miss Elizabeth does. And then you use a leather strap dipped in water.
Yes, sir.
If that had happened in the school where I was chairman of the board, I'd had you arrested for sexual assault. And I think the state...
What are you talking about? Corporal punishment, sexual assault? Is that what you're saying now?
I'm telling you, if a man has a little girl pull her panties down and he hits her, that is sexual assault. And I tell you, Bubba, I would have had you arrested. You would be in prison right now. You wouldn't be on the
Now you're telling me that spanking a kid is sexual assault. That's the world you live in.
I'm telling you that having a little girl pull her panties down is sexual assault. Any way you look at it, Bubba.
That's the weird world you live in. You live in that on that planet, huh? Where spanking a kid is enough to throw a man in prison.
No, did you just hear what he said?
No, he's not listening.
I'm listening to you.
I spank my children. I've seen that my friends spank their children.
You use a leather strap?
I didn't have, but for a man to stand there while a little girl pulls her dress up and pulls her panties down halfway or whatever, that is just completely
I think this man's upset wrong. With a leather strap dripped in water.
Forget about the leather strap. I'm not mentioning the leather strap.
Well, okay, then maybe you like that.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to our program. We're talking with Stephen Bozell, who is a father of a daughter who attends CK Corona Middle School in Corona, California. Am I understanding, Mr. Bozell, you also have a son?
Yes, I do. My son, Steve Jr.
Okay, and he goes to the same school?
Yeah, he's a year younger than his sister, yeah.
All right, so this is going to be the sweetheart dance this weekend. Now, we're talking about we started this hour talking about a high school in Birmingham, Alabama, where they do have corporal punishment. They paddle girls who wear inappropriate dresses to the prom, although they do give them the choice. They can either take a suspension or a paddling. At your school, you do not. And I'm just getting this information. And the paddling is administered by the parents?
The paddling is administered by the parental chaperone committee, which in like this year, it's me, it's Don Worth, Miss Elizabeth, and Jim Shepard. So three of the fathers and Miss Elizabeth, and we're the ones. Now I think it's wrong for people, and I heard what that man said. And I tell you, if there's a victim here of sexual abuse, it's the fathers, because these mothers that let their daughters at the age of 11 or 13 or 12, or I mean 13 and 12 is what I mean, let them out of the house dressed like that, I don't get some kind of, you know, kick out of spanking an underage girl with a leather whip dipped in water, but would a mother let her daughter out of the house dressed like she's ready to go out and, you know, they say hot to trot and all this? What's that? And I feel I've been victimized. And I wanted to make that point on your program because I think that I've been told by that one man that I was he'd have me arrested.
Well, it's unusual to hear a man say that you know the girl's wearing an inappropriate dress when you feel like you want to go in and dance with her.
That's what the criteria I'm using. I didn't say I wanted to make her my slave. I didn't want to make her my Charlie Manson girl or a sex slave that goes out and carves up a movie star or something like that. I'm just saying that.
Nobody's saying that, sir. I just, you know, it's unusual for a man to say something like that. Oh, I know she's wearing an inappropriate dress because I feel like taking her in and dancing with her.
Right, dancing. Okay.
And then he said, and pull her pants down.
I don't do that. It's Miss Elizabeth who does it. You want to arrest someone, you can have her arrested. And I have to be honest with you, if you wanted my own opinion, they ought to arrest her because she's bigger than any man I know.
Well, I don't know what any of that has to do with anything, but we're talking about whether or not this is an appropriate form of punishment.
I believe that it is, yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell. It's about corporal punishment. Here is Tom. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, thanks, Phil. Very good evening to you. Mm-hmm. And out there. I got to tell you, my opinion on this, that this is inappropriate. While I am a believer in corporal punishment as far as that goes, and interestingly enough, I used to offer my own children, including my daughter, the opportunity to take a paddling or you know, restriction or reduced privileges of some nature in the event that they violated, you know, house policies. For this guy to be talking about pulling their panties down to do the paddling, that is inappropriate.
You just got done, though, saying that you agree with me.
I'm sorry, say again, please.
You just got done, sir, saying that you agree with me, that you agree, essentially, that the paddling is right, the right thing to do.
Yeah, well, you know, while paddling in itself might be okay, but, you know, just to be showing the bare butt of the child is totally inappropriate, number one. And number two, the guy says that, you know, if he feels like he's checking out the child, then that's when the paddling is deserved. Well, first of all, that's a totally subjective way of making a decision. There should be, you know, a definite criteria as to what's appropriate and what's not. And two, the fact that he would even put it in those terms makes me very concerned about his ability to be an appropriate chaperone. I personally feel that his comments borders on pedophilia, in my opinion.
I don't know what you mean by that, sir. What terms are the man's talking about?
When you say that you're going to check, you know, they're checking her out?
I said, if the dress she's wearing makes me tend to want to more go dance with her than hit her with a leather strap, then yeah.
Yeah, you said that. And you don't... that if you're checking her out.
Well, when you say checking her out, I mean, what do you mean? Yeah, okay. But understand something. You are you telling me that that's somehow weird? I feel I'm the victim here, Mr. Hendry.
Why do you keep saying you're the victim? What are you the victim of?
If somebody sends the kid out dressed that way, and I'm suddenly going, you know, man, look at that. Then I want to hit it with a leather strap. That victimizes me into being a weird ass. And I think it's weird the girl's parents let her leave the house looking like a, you know, that.
Well, you know, that for a grown man to suddenly call himself a victim, thank you very much, sir, for your call. Here is Jeff on the Phil Hendry Show. For a grown man to suddenly call himself a victim of the girl or her mother, well, you're completely in control.
Miss Elizabeth is the one that does that is actually taking the pants down, too.
Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, I guess my question to Stephen is, after you administer this whipping with the leather belt, you let him go into the dance after that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, really, you're not making the point at all. You're just sending him into the dance after they've been spanked. Now, I'm a law enforcement officer for a school district, as a matter of fact, here in Texas. Mm. And even though corporal punishment is on the books that the school is allowed to do it,
exactly.
I have not seen a school use corporal punishment in years, and there's a reason for that. And what you're doing, one, your perception that you're giving off, and perception becomes reality after a while. The perception is that what you're saying is that if you take a second glance at a girl because her dress is attractive to you or whatever, then you come in and you administer corporal punishment on the bare bottom. Now, when I was a child, I got spanked by a principal once that, you know, we never had to take our clothes down for it. It was done over the pants and all that, and it was usually a witness. And then they did away with that for a reason. And here's my concern, is that the perception is that you feel aroused, is kind of how you're putting it, by a girl's dress, and which is subjective because you don't have anything in writing. And now you go in, and on her bare bottom, you're spanking her with a leather belt that's dipped in water, which that is definitely inappropriate there. And if I were to walk in and see you with a girl bent over in a leather belt, I would arrest you myself.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. You just said that corporal punishment is allowed. How could you arrest me?
I said it's on the book still, but it's not practiced. It's not a common practice. And the reason is, here's what's going to happen to you. You're going to end up doing this, and you're going to find yourself as a victim for sure in the court of law, either through a lawsuit. Somebody's going to sue you because you don't have anything written in policy that says, well, this is what the school district here has policies on what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. And it goes down from the length of the dress to how far down it goes up to their knee, and then how much shoulder can show, and that kind of thing. What you're talking about...
I want to ask a question here. Hold on. Steve, why is it necessary for the kid to pull her pants down?
First of all, Miss Elizabeth does that.
All right, Miss Elizabeth does it, but why is it necessary?
Because you can split the garment with the whip. You're going to split the garment. You know, you could destroy the garment using the whip. So...
Using a whip? I thought you said you used a leather strap dipped in water.
Well, I understand what you could split the clothing. By the time you're done, there's nothing left of it. See, so that's why we do that.
Well, that doesn't sound to me.
If you're hitting her so hard that it would split the clothing, what are you doing to her skin?
Miss Elizabeth is the one who directs it, and we do what she tells us.
You know, this is sounding weird. Who is Miss Elizabeth, anyway?
That is the girl's athletic teacher.
Okay, I got your name. I got this guy, Don Worth. I got his name. I think there's one other guy I got. Miss Elizabeth directs you?
She is essentially the one who directs us and orchestrates it.
Orchestrates what? The whipping of the kid?
It's not whipping. It would be if her pants were up. Then we'd whip. She tells us we got to whip her until the pants come off. But we. I have to tell you, there's a police officer on the line, and I'm getting very nervous.
I don't blame you for being nervous. Good Lord.
Well, I'm just telling you what the laws are here in Texas is the leather belt dipped in water is a little, that's kind of like, okay, so you believe in corporal punishment, but you can't come out with an extension cord and beat your child with an extension cord because that's excessive force. And the leather belt dipped in water is too much. The more appropriate thing, and what's going to keep you out of court, if a child comes up there and you have a written policy that says, well, your dress is too short or you're showing too much skin, then you send that child home. That will do more for them going, okay, I didn't come to this dance dressed appropriately, and I was sent home, so I didn't get to be with my friends. But now you're going to take a child out of the dance, take her pants down and whip her, which is going to leave scars for the rest of their life,
yes,
and
sir,
then send them back to the dance.
Yes, sir, but unless Miss Elizabeth, you have to understand that we have to do what she tells us to do, otherwise we're on the receiving end of it. I think it's...
And you can't tell what do you mean, Elizabeth, no, I'm not going to spank a child's bare bottom, send the child home instead? I mean, who's the grown-up here?
She is the, well, she's also the athletic director, and she is the, she, in that instance, she's the lawgiver. One of the things is that she wears, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's almost like a leather, it's a mask of some kind.
I don't understand this, man. These are kids that you're taking in to give corporal punishment to. You tell me there's a Miss Elizabeth.
I told you it's the athletic director.
Right, but she's wearing a leather mask and directing this. What does that mean?
There is a ritual to it.
And you got to do what she tells you to do, or you're on the receiving end of it? I mean, this to me sounds really weird, man.
Well, listen, man. You know, Mr. Hendry, I don't speak in these beatnik or hippie or however you want to call it kind of terms. These are children.
Well, excuse me for speaking the way I speak, but if you're talking about Miss Elizabeth in a leather mask directing you guys to either whip the kids so hard the clothes come apart, or if the panties come down, it's a leather strap dipped in water, this sounds like sadism. This doesn't sound like corporal punishment.
Well, there's a police officer on the phone.
That's absolutely what this is. And now that you got a child involved, it's a criminal offense. And someone's going to
end up
in hell with this.
Is there a law against this woman wearing a mask? Because I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, she just wearing a mask, that's one thing. But it's the mask along with the whipping of a child with a leather belt and water on her bare bottom. You got to look at all the elements of this, the totality of circumstances here.
She's wearing a leather mask and what else?
You in jail.
She's wearing two leather bands around each bicep, and she has a leather mask on.
What the hell is that about, man? I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I don't know what that's about.
It's her role.
All right, look, I'll let the gentleman go.
Steven, I just want to ask you, does that seem appropriate to you? Does that fly okay when you see this happening? In your mind, you're going, okay, there's nothing wrong with this at all, and you have other parents that agree that there's nothing wrong with that? I mean, honestly, I want you to think right now.
What are you referring to? Spanking a kid?
The athletic director wearing a leather mask, spanking children's bare bottoms, that doesn't in any way bother. What if it was your daughter that got called in there and another parent, another grown man, was doing that to your daughter? You would not have a problem with that? Because he thought it was inappropriate, although you thought it was okay.
Well, we swear an oath of allegiance. I don't know.
What do you mean an oath of allegiance?
You have a daughter there. And I have
yes, sir, I do.
Myself.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So you have a daughter there. And let's say that another parent that's got the same role you do comes in there and sees your daughter, and all of a sudden he thinks that she's he would want to dance with her, in your words. And so he says, well, because now I want to dance with her, I think she needs to be whooped. And he takes her to Miss Elizabeth, who's in a back room wearing a leather mask and a leather belt, and he administers a spanking to your child with on her bare bottom. That wouldn't bother you as a parent?
It's the oath that we take.
What do you mean the oath that you take?
It's part of when the kids are enrolled in the school. We take an oath as a parent not to interfere in whoever is the lawgiver for any particular Friday night.
Okay. Well, your school sounds, the school sounds like it needs investigating, if you ask me. The oath that you take, Miss Elizabeth with two leather bands around her biceps and a leather mask.
I would be shocked, but I would have to remember my role as a subservient to the lawgiver.
Subservient. See the words you're using?
Yes,
where
sir.
Did you come from?
The subservient.
Elizabeth?
All right.
Miss Elizabeth, yeah. She's the one.
Well, listen, I thank you very much, Jeff, for your call tonight. 877-876-PHIL. You understand...
you have to understand, I'm worried if Miss Elizabeth is listening right now.
You heard what the officer said. You walk in, you see a little girl getting paddled by a woman in a leather mask.
No, she doesn't do the paddling. She directs others. She directs others. She directs what she calls the eunuch. Which we're not.
She calls the eunuch what?
That's me. I'm the eunuch, and she directs the eunuch. You don't understand. You know, it's our school. We're very proud of our school. And
you're very proud of your school, huh? On a Friday night, you're whipping a kid with a leather whip with dipped in water while Miss Elizabeth is wearing a mask, and you're the eunuch, and she's the lawgiver.
Yeah. And...
877-876-PHIL.
Don't hang up on me, Mr. Henry.
No, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yes, I will.
Mr. Henry, the lawgiver told me...
Phil Henry. Famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, I don't know. Mr. Bozell, if he's still there, we can talk to him a little bit here. But Mr. Bozell?
Yeah.
Go ahead, bud.
I want to know, what about when a lady wears a leather mask, do you wear one too?
No, I do not. I don't wear a leather mask. And I don't think there's anything wrong. She's wearing a leather mask because she's understandably... wants there to be adequate punishment.
Well, what about that, though?
What does that mean, adequate punishment?
When the little girl, when the girls come to the prom and they are told that they... Boy, I think you guys have turned... I'm the victim here, you understand?
No, I understand that you think you're the victim, but what about the punishment?
When the girls come to the prom and they're wearing an inappropriate dress because I feel like I want to dance with them, we take them in... to the antechamber, and that's where the lawgiver will...
And you're talking about Miss Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you wear a mask?
No, why would I wear a mask?
Well, I mean, we don't know. Why is she wearing a mask?
She wears a mask so that the seriousness of the matter is now being considered by the kid.
All right, fine. So that scares the kid.
Yes.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to Judy here on the Phil Henry Show. Judy, go ahead. You're on with Stephen Bozell.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say,
ma'am,
this is the most
outrageous,
ludicrous thing I have ever heard in my entire life. You have got me to such a point now, I don't even know if I can have this conversation. There is something seriously wrong in your community, buddy, and I want to commend the caller that called the police officer, and I hope that he takes some kind of legal action and notifies the community that you're in. To let them know what's going on here.
Are you kidding me? You're clowning, right? We care about our children so very much. We care so much about our children that when we administer corporal punishment, it is a religious sacrament.
Who's talking? Is that you, Phil?
No, it's not me.
This is Stephen Bozell.
Let me tell you something, buddy. You know, this whole thing has a
religious sacrament.
Sexual undertone. The only thing that you're missing in that little performance that you're putting off of those children is someone taking photos. Okay, that's the only thing that's missing.
Well, hey, how about you?
Okay, that's uncalled for.
Okay. Why don't you come on down? You sound so interested in it.
That woman, I don't have any idea what you just said. Okay?
I said, why don't you come down and take the picture? Yeah?
Why don't I do what?
Why don't you come down and take the pictures? You're so all fired interested in everything in it.
Well, I'm going to tell you
boy.
What I am going to do. I'm going to make good and sure that I contact some kind of legal authority in the community that you're in. This is not over with.
And then you're going to have Miss Elizabeth to deal with. You'll have Miss Elizabeth to deal with.
You're going to get in my face and try to talk to me when you're flat out abusing these children. This is not
I'm
intimidating,
not abusing.
Doctor. If you were that interested in what those children had on, you would check them at the door. You, that Miss
well,
Elizabeth, you know, there's no reason for her to wear a mask.